What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Get on up in here tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for the girl.
Will you accept this rose? Will you accept this rose into your world? Will you accept this rose into your world?
Ladies and gentlemen, Arden Marine.
In the front row. We got a row full of 401ks right here. Ah! Hello, San Francisco. Look at all of you rascals on a Sunday at 1. And it's so brave of you. It's so brave. In this city, everyone's like, I work at Tesla. I work at Google. I've never seen The Bachelor. Liars! Liars! Can you make me louder? This is my 18th show, this festival. Oh my God, I win myself every time. These are waters. How about that? Liquid death. Okay. Oh my God, first of all, I love your city. I walked to Lombard Street. Yeah. Google Maps said it was going to take like 8 minutes. But it's all like you're scaling a building to get there. It's all straight uphill. I have to tell you, I have so much. First of all, Anna Hosnier. Okay. All weekend long, there's like 8 of my favorite people here. And I've been being like, wait. They're like, I hate Hannah Ann. I'm like, save it. David, do you know how hard it is not to talk about Hannah Ann with 8 Bachelor fans? That you've flown in to talk about Hannah Ann? Do you guys hate Hannah Ann? How many people here for real think she's a robot? I'm sorry you feel that way. I acknowledge you. I didn't feel safe with you. The champagne gate, I didn't know. Oh, okay. Let's get the show going. The first person, I'm not even joking, played 2 90-minute shows in Austin, Texas last night. He got up this morning and got a like 5 a.m. plane and flew here, and then I made him take a shower, which sounds really creepy, but I wasn't she-to-ing him. And he's... And one of the things I love about this podcast, aside from you guys, we love you guys. We love you guys. Is I feel like I've made all these friends from the podcast. I did not know this man 4 years ago, and now he's one of my best friends. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Benedict!
Oh my God! Hi!
Hi!
Hi! Hi!
Some liquid death?
Yes, please. Right. It's really weird. It's water, you guys.
Yeah.
And she gave me one earlier, right before she made me shower. It was weird. She was like, "I have to watch. It's part of like being
shower.
In this hotel." Yeah,
just shower. That's what I do on Sundays. I'm like, you know what? I won't fly back Sunday morning. I'll stay till Monday, fly my friends in and make them shower.
Yeah. She kept saying, you better shower.
But it was a good shower.
It was a great shower. Right. So glad that I did. And this doesn't not taste like flat beer.
It does.
I can't, it's right?
Yeah.
I drank one earlier and I swear I got a little tipsy.
Yeah. I think literally they just like, there was like old expired cases of like Bud Light.
Yeah.
I'm so winded, are you?
I can barely breathe.
You should have seen me walking to Lombard Street. And there was like toddlers. There's like 2-year-olds running up. And I'm like, they just learned how to walk. And yeah. Like, there's no reason. I'm an adult lady. There's no reason I shouldn't get to the.
No, like, I thought I was in pretty good shape. I can't.
So did I.
We just danced. All we did was dance.
It's the dance.
We just danced.
It's the dance. Who flew in for this?
All right. Good. Good.
Good. Fuck them. Fuck them. You know what? The Great. Bay Area is better.
Yeah.
But garbage. The rest of them are garbage. Yeah. You listen to me, you're garbage. Sick, so we can speak freely. Am I right?
Good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. What's the deal with Massachusetts?
People from other states.
Man, 128 outside of Boston. They're going to keep your car.
There you go.
Let's bring out another guest.
Let's do it.
Why does my clock just went to military time? I can't keep track. Look at this. I seem like I'm chaos, but I run a tight military time ship. Keep it on. You keep it moving or sketch.
No matter what, I never know what that means. Like it's 13:11.
I feel like it's actually Wednesday right now. It could
I
be
don't know. Can I do an imitation pretty really quick of you when you saw the spider in your in your house the other day? We're doing the podcast and a spider, a pretty decent sized spider, came into the room. I was going to say walked in the room. Hey guys.
Yeah. Well, we do it in my garage, so we're like.
And she
like
gets
nice,
on her chair garage. And is like, "This is Arden being really Arden."
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Yeah! It was
the sexiest scared of a spire move.
Good, thank you. Oh my God!
You're
thank
like,
you. Thank you.
Oh my God, get rid of it.
I planted that spider. I didn't know how to approach you, Rob. So I got so sad. I went to a spider rescue out of Calabasas. It's like, Anna, let the spider loose. I'll wear my lederhosen. I'll wear my Wilson sweater. And I'll go, oops, oops. Oh. Only a man could save me.
Well,
listen,
it worked.
Guys, Rob Benedict. Our next guest has a perfectly symmetrical face. Ladies and gentlemen, Padgett Brewster. Padgett, how are you? You have a nice, a really nice necklace supply.
You gave me this necklace.
It's so nice.
I did.
Oh, am I on? Am I on?
Louder, louder,
guys,
louder.
Oh, day 3 of Sketchfest for me. I'm exhausted.
Me too. You look great.
That's nice. Thanks. Yes. Symmetrical face.
You do. Erin Foley says that your face is so symmetrical that she can't look at it. It's like staring into the sun. Our friend Erin's moving this weekend, or she would be here. She's lived in the same place for like 15 years. That's moving sucks, right? Every paperclip you've ever dealt with since like 2002. Awful. All right. Coming up is a woman who also flew in this morning from Burbank. You might know her from Orange is the New Black. You might know her from Crashing. I know her as my friend, Lauren Lapkus. Wow. 500 miles. Hi.
stage, I realized I'm dressed like Jim Belushi and Curly Sue.
Yes!
I was like, fuck!
You look so good.
You guys think.
How was your flight?
It was perfect.
Oh my God.
It was fine. It was an hour. I had a water.
Your eye makeup is really on point.
Arden gave me makeup.
They
Isn't
make
that
these
nice?
Little bento boxes.
It was the cutest makeup I've ever seen.
It's so cute.
I can't breathe from moving.
No, me neither. We're all out of shape. Speaking of out of shape.
We do Pilates together.
We do Pilates.
You do?
Yeah.
We do.
That's
and
fun.
And we look fucking good.
Oh, we look good. Not really. I wore my best outfit to Pilates, which was the one that I didn't sleep in. And like another actress, I will name names when it's not recording. She looked at me afterwards. It was literally my only decent thing. And she goes, nice outfit. And I thought, bitch, this is my nice outfit. You should have seen what I was going to wear. But I wore this because I knew you would be here. And you're so scary and mean.
But yeah, you were at the worst place. You can't go there. This pretentious ass place.
Who would say nice outfit?
The people who work there have to wear little berets that are like this big. Yeah. It's fucking out of a sitcom.
If you have to wear a fascinator to work, you've crossed over. Speaking of fascinator.
It's horrible.
I had to force him to take his fascinator off. You might know him as Kenny Banya on Seinfeld. I know him as my friend Steve Heitner. I'm on the highway to hell. On the highway to hell. Shake it. Shake it. Dance for me, Steve. No, stop,
when I walked in here, you know, I did theater. I don't need that.
Yeah, but it's a podcast.
I was in the theater.
The people in Indiana can't hear you.
All right, well, I walked in this room and I realized, oh my God, I was in the eighth grade and did Fiddler on the Roof in this very room.
What? No way.
And Fiddler on the Roof was a brand new show at the time. It was all the rage like Cats is now.
It was actually previews.
But I'm just happy to be here. All right, I'll talk into this. First of all, I thought I was coming out first, so this is kind of fucked.
Steve, I know. Yeah. I know.
I'm fourth.
I know. Yeah. You don't come. We beg you to come on. You don't come on very regularly. They don't know you as well.
Nobody knows me. Some of them know me.
But you know what? But guess what? When you do stand up, you want to be later because then you're the headliner.
That's what I was saying.
Are you the headliner? Are you the headliner?
No.
Who's a big boy, Steve? Who's a big boy? Great. Okay, sit in your chair.
I have one more thing to say.
Okay, great, great.
Just know this.
Yeah.
That there was an outfit. And Arden said, do you have that in orange corduroy?
And they did. They did. With pink. Ah!
All right, I'll sit down.
Okay, that's mine. That's mine. You're over there next to your girlfriend, Padgett.
Come here. I'll take this.
Okay. Okay, great. The next person we're bringing out is new to the Will You Accept This Rose family. He's been doing the Bachelor Australia franchise with us. He's just started. This is his first two episodes ever of the American franchise. He's a wonderful stand-up comedian. Ladies and gentlemen, M.K. Paulson!
Sit on my face and tell me that you love me. I'll see your face and do I love you too. I love to hear you oralize.
When
I'm between your thighs, you blow me away. Sit on my face and let my lips embrace you.
Is it terrible for me to say that you wanted the Australian Bachelor to sit on your face?
Oh, no,
okay, great.
It was very true. Is this on? How do I do it? What am I doing now?
You're doing it right. It's on.
Oh, mic check. Thank you. Okay. Yes.
Great.
Bachelor Australia. Great guy.
Great
love
guy.
It. Astrophysicist.
Great.
Sit on my face
and
tell me it's pancakes. Great. I don't care.
I love that.
I'll take it. No, I am. I'm here for the sassy gay commentary. Thank you.
Yeah.
Please
look
laugh.
Look at this Viking.
Look at this.
This
look
is
at this.
Not a handsome Viking.
I don't look. People tell me I don't look gay. I look like a 1970s quarterback.
Yes, you do.
Just the way I came out. I don't know. This is what you get.
You came out perfect.
Thank you. You're perfect. But not a symmetrical face.
No, me neither. I have a face that everybody says looks like Adam Scott.
Oh.
Okay.
Wait. I got one.
You should not have said that because I can now not unsee it.
It's impossible. It's impossible. I actually
was on Big Little Lies, and I when Reese cheated on me, it was very hard for me to go back to her when she had the affair with the music teacher. But we have a little girl, and I loved her.
I love it.
I wear a lot of bike shorts.
I'm going to sit down, but I got one. People tell me I look like a boy version of Kirsten Dunst.
Wow.
Anybody? And
they're right.
Show us your face.
She's cute. Yeah,
I see a little Dunst in
okay.
there.
Okay. It's the cheekbones.
Our final, okay. That's your seat right
Thank
there.
You.
Our final contestant right now, but we have some for you guys later, so just get ready. Our final person, we met last year at Sketchfest, and we loved her so much that we kept talking, like, she's so cool, she's so beautiful. Like, they gave her an unfair edit on the show. She looks like a beautiful Sharon Tate with a happier ending, guys. And too soon. Think of it like that, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood ending. It's all okay. And then, I feel like I really want to celebrate her vindication because she was right this year on Bachelor in Paradise. Ladies and gentlemen, Annalise Puccini! Are you kidding me? How are you, Annalise? How have you been?
I'm good. I wasn't prepared to do a dance routine, so.
I sent you the choreography in a YouTube video.
I just didn't prepare.
And I sent Steve a contouring video. We've been both been contouring. Okay, I'm going to give out a prize to an audience member. Bunny slippers.
Wow.
Striped shirt. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
I've got the worst arm in the Bay Area. Are you guys ready? Are you ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Here's how it's going to go so you feel safe. I know some people like a plan. We're going to talk about the season, maybe watch a video. We're going to play some games with you guys. That sound good?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Peter Pilot's season. Overall, are we enjoying it?
Yeah.
Do you guys watch the show?
I love this.
You sat front row with your arms crossed and your handsome mustaches.
Wow.
Are you having fun so far? It's going to get worse, but I think, yeah. Okay. Will you watch it when you're done? Because you're not too far behind. You can go on Hulu. Here's all you need to know. If you don't watch the show, there's a guy. His name is Peter Pilot. He was a pilot. He was cute, but not like super hot. This crazy Alabama Hannah, like pageant queen, was like, I'll do it with you four times in a windmill, but I'm not bringing you to meet my parents. As you do. Then she's like, I could have the hottest man alive who's hot and kind and into me, or I could pick a dog food jingle writer who has a girlfriend at home. And there's also a male stripper, but like a cowboy. You know what? I'll let go of the hottest man alive and let him go date Gigi Hadid. Let's take the dog food jingle writer.
Get yourself a better bowl.
So now Peter Pilot, who is number three, his mom cheered for him for humping four times in a windmill. He's a nice guy. He lives with his parents. A little weird. Has a Mercedes. And so he's looking for love, and this gal is, like, back and causing trouble. Did I miss anything?
That's it, man.
Okay, great. All right, here we go. Let's talk about Hannah Brown first. Let's talk about Hannah Brown first.
Did anyone watch Dancing with the Stars? I did, every episode.
You did?
Yes.
She won.
She was amazing. She actually has dance skills.
She was good.
Yeah. She was really good.
People are saying that she has chemistry with her partner, and people want her partner to be her person.
Sure, she should fuck him. Yeah.
I don't care. My theory about her is that she likes to win. She really wants to win anything she's doing. So she won that.
Super competitive.
Super competitive.
Pageant.
Competitive.
Yeah.
So now she's back and she wants in.
Now, you've never seen her before. What did you think?
I wasn't blown away.
Was it mascara all over her face?
Hi, y'all. My name's Hannah.
I didn't do it for
Hannah
you.
Hannah from Alabama. Yeah. I'm from Texas. I can do this voice.
What, are you gay or something?
Yeah. Hi, y'all. Steve, it's 2020. Also,
2020, Steve.
I'm woke.
No, I am
good. Time's up, Steve. Time's up.
Don't cancel me.
Time's up. Okay.
I do see the Kirsten Dunst thing.
Thank you.
It's a gentle.
Doing my best.
So you're not wowed by her?
I don't know. I mean, as a gay man, that's how I start every sentence. I just across the board.
You must be hot. that sweater.
It feels great. And
take it off.
Super comfortable. It's just a right. My hairy nipples. Anyway, I am just come out. Anyway, very large nipples. They're kind of brown. My mom calls them my Oreolas. Anyway,
You don't want to take it from your mom.
Why is your mom?
That's the problem.
The one who gave them to you can't then mock what she gave you.
That's true. Shake what your mama gave you. Anywho, so I don't know. I feel like it's just, as a gay man, I'm like, this is my nightmare for like just straight people throwing themselves at each other. I don't know.
Okay.
But I love it.
Yeah, you love it.
I love to watch it. But I think this is why I'm gay. I could never be the batch. I just like, I don't know.
Does anybody
know what I'm saying? I don't know.
What do you think about Hannah Brown coming back?
Oh, I mean, she definitely wants him, and I think she's, like, a little... God, now I feel really bad because I want to say this. People always call me desperate, but I feel like she's...
Aww. No, we love you. That's why you're here.
But she's totally desperate. She's like, first choice didn't work out, second choice didn't work out. Let me go for the third and see if this works out, please. Like, she's like a Hail Mary.
He pointed it out. He was like... I could deal with, okay, you messed up with Jed, but then you asked out Tyler on TV. She asked out Tyler, and after the final rose, they got it on once in like a condo, Deep Valley.
And he's dating supermodels.
And then he literally hanging with like Taylor Swift and like, you know, Serena Williams. It's like he's on a different planet now. Padgett, Steve?
I think she wants a show more than a man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I agree with that.
She thought she was going to lose Dancing with the Stars, and she wanted to come back on The Bachelor to stay in Bachelor Nation.
Yeah.
To keep. Also, I think in the same way that you are a very sexy, beautiful female, Adam Scott, she is...
Thank you.
She actually has like a piranha mouth.
Yeah.
Like Olivia. Like
she'll
Olivia.
Eat it all. And I think that's what she wanted.
What kind of show would she
any
want?
Show. She'll take any show.
Yeah. Somebody asked me last night if I thought she would be the next Bachelorette again, if they would bring her back as a Bachelorette.
That happened.
Could you imagine?
They did that with Juan Pablo.
That's crazy.
Right? No.
Juan Pablo.
I'm sorry.
No. Brad.
Who?
Brad.
Yeah. No,
I didn't
Brad
start,
Womack.
I didn't yeah. start till yeah. Caitlin.
Well, you know, Arden, as a straight man.
Why are you threatened by that?
I throw it in my face.
You're just mad because he's tall and handsome.
I am. 6'5". Go fuck yourself.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so...
So what I'm saying is, four times in a windmill, one of those was in the morning. It's not that impressive.
Yeah.
You don't count that. It's still they did it four times.
What did we do last night? What did we do? Six?
That's
six?
So six. Ew, I don't need to know this.
What six?
I don't. First of all, I don't believe that. There's no way. I texted you. We're going to bed at like 10:50.
I got tired.
We had dinner till like 8. And then Jemmy did it for like 30 seconds a pop and then hit the hay.
Also, let me say this. I went over to the San Francisco Athletic Club to watch the people kick each other in the face fights.
Different crowd. Different crowd.
But McGregor won in the 40 seconds. But on Mondays, they do a Bachelor thing. And he said the place sells out.
That's right.
And they do $5 rosés. You see the fun.
Oh. Yeah.
That's because this crowd has good taste.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you know that's available at the Athletic Club.
Okay. So, do we think we've seen the last of her?
No.
Do we think she's going to go away and then come back? Like, do we think she's the one that the mom is talking about? Bring her home to me?
Don't let her go!
Bring her home to me!
I was like, Peter!
Oh,
don't let her go, They also use the same mascara.
I should have cut bangs right before the season. I have a fringe that was unfortunate. Bring her home, Peter. So you, round of applause if you think if it's not Hannah Brown that she's talking about.
Not Hannah. The mom falls in love. It's got to be the woman who came to the wedding. So inappropriate,
by
the
way. The basketball girl.
That was so inappropriate.
You guys aren't fans of the podcast, which I'm just assuming it's just these guys. Look, here's the deal. Here's another catch up. There's a lady. She's really cute. She plays basketball. Her dad was her coach. She went on a date date one. They brought her to this bullshit, like, oh, I'm going to recommit my vow. Yeah, right. Okay, now
the
like,
parents,
I do,
the
I parents. Love you, parents.
We're having a party on ABC's dime.
Okay,
I think
so
that's
then,
what that was about.
That was.
She's like a front runner. She's a nice girl. She posted on Instagram. God
oh,
bless
no.
her. She posted.
Yes!
It'd be like me doing, like, Arden had a great, like, so great, thank, like, so grateful to, I put up, like, so blessed to perform for all my hashtag blessed fans. Thanks for the pod. We love you. And then I forget that I've created a fake account of, like, Mallory Abrams. So I don't switch over, and I post ask myself, like, God, Arden was really the best podcast at the festival. She really beat Paul F. Tompkins and Jenny Slate. She was really, and then, like, she commented in her own thing about how grounded and down-to-earth she is. Right? That's terrible. She did that, so that makes me think she doesn't win because she's, like, trying to get into Paradise or be the Bachelorette. Thought, guys.
I loved that. And then she wrote, like, LOL, forgot to log out of your account. Dear, I was logged in while she was on The Bachelor, and I forgot, and it was like, everyone's like, yeah,
sister.
Right, bitch.
Yeah.
everyone's calling her out, so yeah. Good.
Yeah. I do think there's a possibility that the mom going bring her home to us might be about Maddie.
It's crazy.
I like that you have another persona named Mallory Abrams. I really want to find out more about Mallory Abrams.
We need to make that account.
She's a paralegal, and she has bus benches with her face on it. Like, can't afford a real lawyer.
Hey, call Mallory.
Yeah. You need to get your affairs in order. Call Mallory.
I'm going to make Mallory's account and post on every picture you post.
I'd be like, not a fan. I liked her better as Adam Scott. Why did Adam Scott get a weave? Great. All right, here we go. I want to also... He's pretty horny.
Peter,
he's a horny boy.
His tongue won't stay in his mouth.
Yeah. And he likes to pick you up and place you somewhere.
Yeah. And he's really into Elf on a Shelf.
Yes. And sometimes it feels like it's not okay.
No, he goes... I disagree. You love it.
I think it's okay. I think it's real okay.
I also agree that it's okay.
But who did he put on the counter and she was like, no.
He did it to the lawyer that he had like some erotic connection with at the Westlake Four Seasons
yeah.
lobby.
I love her. I think they're good.
Yeah, she is. They're testing Kelly. My eyesight.
Kelly,
yeah.
I feel like that's a
second
real connection.
Second row, three
she
in.
She actually works with Madison and Abrams at Kelly's.
Oh, really?
Firm.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make a whole like another account for her too.
I like her too, and he placed her on like the like bookshelf in the lobby where they like had a real grinding something happen at the lobby. Do you guys think they dry humped in the lobby at the Westlake Four Seasons?
They make it seem like it was more, don't they? Or it's just like
something.
This is a special place for us. They're always like it's a lobby. I mean like I don't how is it that big of a deal?
One time a bachelor, they brought in some lady that he'd already boned and he was like dead eyes, like, what are you doing here? Like it couldn't have gone like it couldn't have been like under the clothes. It was enough to be like, ooh, I want the real thing. Yeah. But like
we were both drunk at different weddings here in this lobby and then we saw each other across the room.
And that's all they've told, but they act like it's like
think?
This big connection.
Yeah, something happened. Not like you said, not full bone, some heavy petting.
Like a grind against a wall, like a drunken grind near like a planter.
Yeah, so he's had an amuse-bouche.
He had an amuse-bouche.
But wants, you know, all the way to dessert.
Yeah, he does.
So that's why he's excited about her being in the house.
Steven?
Well, you know, Arden, as a straight man.
Aria?
We could have done it six times, but we traveled yesterday. There was a lot of travel.
No one is impressed by that. No one wants to know
saying,
that.
I'm just saying, there was a lot of travel.
Read the room, Steve. This isn't for the straight guys who are like, oh, yeah. They're like, why are you talking about your woman like that?
Really? So the opinions of an older white man aren't interesting anymore. All right.
Spoiler alert. I hate to break it to you. You guys had a good run, though. You guys
had
it
was
good.
Run.
Yeah, had a really good run for a while.
Pretty good.
For a while.
Yeah. Okay. But the thing with this is, what if it's embarrassing?
No, no, no. But
she weighs a little, you know, you can't quite get the...
I feel like
scooch with me.
As a tall person, no one has ever tried to just put me somewhere.
No, right.
and I don't know how I feel about it, but I feel sick when I watch the show and everyone's like flying around, like
I always,
lifted.
I always wonder if they do like test runs for that. I never had to do that, but I don't think I could.
Yeah, just doing legs up and jumping.
I would knock him down. Yeah. I'd run. I'd be like,
it's like a gymnastics.
Yeah.
Thing. Like,
if I was wearing a different outfit, I would 100% do. I'm gonna do that later. Okay, wait. We'll end the show like I've had the time. I'll be landing like I'll be baby going on Johnny Castle. This is a reference to Dirty Dancing, guys.
I got it.
Guys, the best movie ever, most important movie in cinema. Okay, somebody pointed out last year, because he was really, like, horny with Hannah in the sauna and, like, flipping her around.
Oh,
like,
my God, that was the horniest shit.
And somebody pointed out they think he's watched a lot of porn.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because he goes...
It's like a performance.
Because he goes too quickly.
Yeah.
Because he was like, he had that, the gal, the one who's the blogger, McKenna. He like had her, she's in her one shoulder top, and then he just like, he's like talking to her for 1 second, and then he places her up on like an armoire.
Yeah.
And like, there's no for, it's an immediate, to like, he watches like wall porn. Ooh, or like,
wall porn.
He's acting out something in his brain, and he misses the like, let's just ease into it.
But you know, it must be so weird, like he's on TV and everyone's seeing, like, so he's like, I gotta look like a dude, and like, I don't know, he's very sexual.
It.
What?
Paget likes.
Well, I'm kind of a tough bitch, so I like when a guy is like, "You're gonna go over here." I like it.
I would like that too.
Yeah.
I would be like, "Okay."
See, Paget, that's nice. Why we would never work, because my move would be like, "Hey, would you mind hopping up there?"
No. Make me.
I would love to see you guys date for one weird lost weekend somewhere.
I'll shove you around the room.
But Heitner, you barely made it through your dance.
Yeah, that's true.
How do you feel, though, about... I feel like there's this, like, masculine, I'm moving people around. Like, he has that. But then also, when he talks, he sounds like Justin Bieber whispering at a girl.
And yes.
It's like, babe, I got your heart, all right? And I'll never let go of your heart, all right?
Yes.
Except for these 15 other women.
That's really good.
I got your heart. You're my person. No, I don't know.
If you put your hair in a ponytail and started putting on like a pilot suit and started throwing women around, you could have at that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Would we rather talk first about Champagne Gate or Hannah Ann?
Champagne Gate.
It's the best day of my life.
Clearly they're both bad shit.
Wackadoodles.
So we got Kelsey... Okay, sir. Kirk, Dirk, listen. There is this bullshit thing where they do, the people who work on the show are garbage. They're just full garbage. And they're like, they find the person who's got the crack in their mental thing that's like a delicate flower, but who is like a Disney dream of like, and then I'm going to set up this perfect champagne. I like this bottle of Dom Perignon, like not even.
She brought it from like Des Moines. She literally said.
She had it for a year.
Yeah.
And then she's like, in this bottle, he's going to see my heart, my insides. And then, so they made her set it up with like a faux fur throw by the fireplace. Do you like that you're getting your own special like closed captioning? Like a David. Okay.
Oh, so you got it from David's Insta.
Wait a minute. You listen to David Spade's podcast, but you don't listen to mine. Okay. Great. Okay. Oh, my
David and Dave.
I love this for you. I'm gonna give you a present.
Yay!
Yay! I want you to have beautiful skin for when you go hiking. I have a bow on. It's to keep your face fresh and young when you go hiking out in Napa. It's a visor. It's a sun visor.
I need one of those.
You guys can share it. You know, off days, like one day you tan and then you pray. It's important. You get to keep it fresh. Okay. SPF 1000. Okay, so...
Champagne Gate.
So we've got... Okay, they're both clearly batshit crazy. I don't like either of them. Who do we actually think is more of the villain? Clap if you think it's Kelsey.
Oh, yeah.
Clap if you think it's... Do you think Hannah Ann knew it and did it on purpose?
I don't.
I think she did it
on purpose. No, I didn't know.
I think they said, there's a bottle of champagne. They did have a second bottle of champagne.
Because Hannah Ann had also been told by the producers, yeah, we're setting up this area for you. I don't know this for a fact.
Yeah.
See, I'm kind of a bitch. You think I know what I'm talking about.
You do seem so authoritative.
I do. Thank you. So there was another area with Hannah Ann's champagne in it. So she was supposed to grab him and take him for champagne. Yeah. The producer set her up for that.
It's so crazy.
Not the other area with the ribbon-tied Dom Perignon.
I'm gonna set this down right next to the fireplace. Yeah. And it's the cutest place in the house. That's what I imagined her saying.
I will say, to herself, if you're gonna have your special bottle, don't leave it around.
No, but I think probably the producers created this problem. They're like, oh, a champagne moment? We'll put one right over here and make it confusing.
At the very least, they didn't stop it.
No, yeah.
They didn't.
They were filming it.
Just like when Bibiana put her telescope out. And
that
then
was
she wouldn't,
fucked up.
And then she was the only person who didn't get the kiss. And they put the, and everyone was like, oh, Ari, was that season? It was like, poor Bibiana is like, put it up to go look at the stars with him. But like everybody else is like, was it Corinne grinding on, like, did Corinne?
She wasn't my season. I think it was, Lauren, right, somebody else. But everyone kept using that spot and like, no, oh, we set up this stargazing thing. And Bibiana was like, it was my thing.
That's mine.
I mean, speaking from experience, I feel like things are driven in a certain direction. There was champagne, and it was like, this is where you're going.
And they saw that this gal, Kelsey, had enough of a crack.
She's just perfect.
The fall line was already there. They just needed one little rumble to, like, crack the whole wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, the perfect one is the robot that's Hannah. And to be like, I'm sorry. I did not know. I support you. Like,
I actually liked that. I was like, you got to shut her down. She's like a broken Barbie. Who's like, no. Like, it was just like, stop.
What do you think of Hannah Ann?
I'm not a fan, but I felt like if I were interacting with that person, I would be probably screaming. So I liked that she was like, I just didn't know.
She
I
feels
hear
like
you.
A robot, though.
Yeah, it's weird.
But the robot worked on in that situation.
Yeah, I love it.
The diffuse setting on the robot setting was high, which was good.
No, she's really good at diffusing a bomb.
We are having a conversation.
Yeah.
But that's what scares me about her the most, is that she's so able to just, like, I feel like it's so calculated. She's got so much going on behind that. She's like, I'm just going to keep it together, and I'm so confident in me that that's all I need.
Do you think she's there to win? Do you think she's there to be the bachelorette, or do you think she's there to be the villain? Villain.
I don't know.
I think she's trying to win. I think she's in the front.
She just wants to get to the end. I think
she
that's
did
like
say
the goal.
She was like, I'm so glad it was you that was the bachelor.
You're right. She probably does want to win.
I think she does, but I think she'd also, in a heartbeat, would be the bachelorette.
Isn't it sort of better to be the bachelorette? Isn't that sort of...
Yeah, because you get to pick your guy, not just the one that's there.
Yeah. Oh, you mean it's better not to have to have a catfight with 30 women?
Yeah. I mean, I also just think, because Peter's going into it a nice guy, and it feels like even the nicest guys can't help at a certain point. You have like a harem. You know, like you're going to get creepy by the end. Right?
Yeah.
I don't understand how somebody has such a special bottle.
Yeah, from Des Moines. From Des Moines.
She crosses state lines.
Yeah.
to go to a mansion that has nothing but booze.
Yeah.
And cameras.
Like, was it blessed by the Pope or something? Like, I don't know what the backstory was of this special.
Birthday champagne, but it's like.
But, like, you can just go and buy another birthday bottle of champagne.
Or pop it on your birthday.
Or do that.
Have a good birthday.
Don't wait for a man. To pop your bottle of champagne. Pop your bottle of champagne when you want to pop it.
So the thing that's is truly infuriating about this, right, is she's like, this bottle's so important, and I feel like champagne represents this, like, classiness, and, like, this is so great. And then the second she gets another bottle of champagne, she's like, I'm not a classy bitch. Oh, it was brilliant. Oh, it was just beautiful.
When it exploded, I was the happiest I've ever been.
I watched it twice. Yeah. I had to go back.
I texted I filmed it. I commented. I did slow-mos. I texted to everyone.
I got it immediately.
You got the text
immediately.
I was so happy.
It was so good. Yeah.
I felt like it was a safe space. Like, I am going to be okay.
Can I point?
Sometimes I'm like, this is a really risky career choice. Like, no, this is my destiny.
Yeah. Now, was that... Was that champagne?
Make these louder.
Was that champagne the champagne that was set up for Hannah Ann.
I think so.
Yeah, but
yes.
It fell over right when they got over.
Oh, that's why. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I just pictured her bitch. Robotically shaking it out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they took it.
Before she got it in the
head.
Okay.
Oh, so great.
Okay, let's talk about Victoria
yes.
F., who is a White Lives Matter model.
I want to like her.
Did they know that? Did they know that?
She Have you seen this? White,
there's like a Confederate flag. It's not good, guys. It's not good. Do we have that?
Well, they had to have known that.
They had to know
our good
that.
Friend works on another reality show, and yeah. he said that they scan everybody. They know everything about everybody.
I had a friend who did the stand-up one recently, like the whatever. It was like it wasn't Last Comic Standing, but it was the most recent one, and they went through all of his tweets, and yeah. like he was the only one that cleared. yeah. Like they I think they're so nervous after what happened to SNL and so why would you plant that? Because you're garbage.
Yeah.
But we're
yeah.
certain she knew that was on the clothing.
Looking at it, it looked different than when
That's
I
what I'm saying.
It's not a shot like what I was saying, like the t-shirts that I would like when you're designing. It was like from the side. It wasn't really, it was a different.
Because sometimes models are modeling a blank shirt that is that. Then a logo is put on
like
later.
Like a stock photo.
On. It's yeah. not straight on.
So it is, so she did know what she was
I mean,
doing.
I don't know that for certain, but it doesn't
Well,
look
I
good.
Did a lot of catalog work for White Lives.
I know. Who hasn't modeled
WLM, for
White
we call it. WLM. And they're really fun people.
Yeah.
It's turning bright red.
yeah.
It's called white.
So she was. she was. So when she. Somebody. I saw somebody comment on. There was like an article about it. And somebody was like. Oh, now she's shy at this fashion show. She certainly wasn't shy when she was posing for White
Oh,
Lives
yeah,
Matter.
Exactly.
I just don't
Not
even know
all.
What to believe in terms of her shyness because she was like, I'm so shy. And then she's like, I'll go out there naked and be like, oh, well, like she just, if you're so shy, like you wouldn't be able, oh. Okay.
It's not good, right?
What
it's not good. It's not good.
Yeah.
I know, that's some discussion.
I mean, she looks great. I will say though, at the actual fashion.
Yeah.
By the way, that's me
show,
next to her in the other shirt.
Yeah.
Your ass looks great,
yeah.
Steve.
Yeah. Thank you.
I thought she was stunning though on the fashion
She's
show.
She's beautiful.
She's stunning. Her huge
she looked
eyes
great.
Are
yeah.
stunning.
Okay. So also that was not fair though, because now I know that she did some modeling. The top two for yeah. that were both models.
Yeah. Right. It is not fair.
It's not fair. And there and I exactly that Revolve was like, we'll give it to the hot model. Like
no,
oh, that's a real
who apparently already has a deal or something with Revolve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now did we discuss that she's not white?
Isn't she biracial? I thought she was biracial or something.
I don't know about that, so I'm not going to
I'm just
say
curious.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah. It is interesting. Yeah.
This
is
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Anna, do you know?
No, I don't know.
Great. I don't know.
Wait, I want to know what was in all the Revolve bags and if they picked
Nothing.
Like one size clothing and just yeah, whoever got
it's like
it.
Like one sock.
You think it was
in each
all
bag.
Just tissue?
It was tissue paper. He carried 45 bags out.
But you're that strong.
Guaranteed she got a lot of stuff. I remember Becca got the date on Ari season where she came back with a ton of stuff and she was like, they made her take everything out and show all the other girls so that we were all like, cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yes, I remember that. That was so mean. Ugh.
Who was your roommate and were you upper or lower bunk?
I had a lower bunk. I had baby Becca. That's what I call her. Lauren,
she's so cute. She's pregnant again.
Yeah. Lauren, who married Ari, and she fell out of her bunk bed one night, which was really fun.
But she's tiny.
Did you push
she
her?
Was a slip of a thing. You wouldn't even hear that.
And I had Mikkel. I had somebody else, too. That's really bad. I don't remember. It was a fun room.
We don't get enough bunk bed footage.
Yeah. I need to hear. What is it? I mean, like.
The bunk beds in Paradise are real cool, by the way. Yeah. They're like stacked three in an angle. Yeah. They do some cool bunk beds.
Padgett has stayed at that resort.
They build,
I did, yeah.
They build them four, though, so they take them down and then put them back up.
She requested bunk beds. I want the bunk bed with the best bunk on the beach. It's mad.
They also do a king-size bunk bed, too.
Oh, is that for getting at it? Two in a row?
They make three girls sleep in and three girls sleep in.
Are you serious?
In a bed together?
So they want you to
You can never get a moment alone.
By the way, I would be so sunburned. I would be heat stroke, dehydrated, headache permanent, always hungover, and sleeping, like having night terrors on a top bunk. I would be kicked out of paradise just for sleeping reasons.
Do the guys have to sleep together in a bunk?
I've never seen the guys' room, so I don't know.
Unfair. Oh.
Yeah.
They're going to throw you. Her mother's right here. Oh, yeah. Sally Puccini's right here. Ladies and gentlemen, Sally Puccini.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's your last name, but I'll just call you Sally. But that sounds great.
I have one other thought about the fashion show.
Yeah.
The fashion blogger.
Yeah.
Wore the like jeans and a weird like asymmetric. Like you're a fashion blogger, McKenna. What's going on?
Yeah.
But where does she live?
Canada.
I don't know.
Canada.
I might explain it.
It's a jean culture up there.
You know.
And then who's the clothier?
The professional clothier, she's Kelsey. The clothier lost her shit about her champagne bottle.
Oh, that's her, right. But we figured out that that's an actual thing. It's not just works at Macy's.
Allegedly, a woman emailed in whose husband was a clothier, and she was like, girl, it's like you can't go to these stores. It's like bougie, but you can't go to the store. But they come to you, and they're like, oh, I'm your clothier, Robbie B.
Right. So they bring you like
I'm going to be a clothier.
Yeah, you can be like a bespoke clothier.
Oh, shit.
Your Abu's Boosh enjoyment.
I'm gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Starting your successful business.
Who do you now, I feel like they get younger and younger. They were young last season. Yeah. It's too young. It's not interesting. Am I right?
23-year-old, yes.
They're not ready to get married.
No.
It's like, let's start minimum age 28.
I think everyone should be over 30 and married once before.
Yeah. Ooh.
That I'd like.
That yes. I'd like. So then I'd go back.
Yes.
Oh. You know what you want.
Is there a top age limit?
No.
No.
I'm going to on that show.
Yes.
There's a top for women, but not for men, probably.
Yeah. What's the top?
There's a top for women.
What's the top?
Oh, there's not an actual top, but I feel like they sort of 35 is sort of like the maybe 36 is the oldest that they've had as a girl as a contestant.
Oh, well, and they always act like if you're 36, it's like crazy. Like the times where they've had
the oldest bachelor was 40, and then they've had 36 and 37. So
who's the oldest bachelor?
One of the early days ones. I don't know his name.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Let's get some hot ladies who finally know who they are. You know, like. Like, I was afraid to turn 30 last week, and I felt like, I was so scared, you guys. I was so scared. You walked me through it. I was, like, fully freaking out on my top king bunk, going, so sunburned. I just had a last weekend in Panama. I'm like, Robbie, it must be 30. Am I going to be a child prodigy?
Like, no, your 30s are going to be great.
Oh, my God.
You're going to love them.
And they have been.
And they have been. All these 2 weeks.
These 2 weeks have been great.
Yeah.
Just like 2020 is great. Aside from all the awful things that are happening, it's great.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back. Who do we think is going to be on the 2-on-1?
Kelsey and Hannah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be.
You think they'll get right to that?
Do you think Kelsey will make it that far? Because I feel like he was like, you're a bully.
Oh, producers kept her. Yeah. She's going to stick around.
We don't know. He didn't give out the roses yet after she bullied baby Hannah Ann.
That's what they left us, right? We were just there.
She's like, I'm just scared of the big clothier coming out of her champagne bottle. Oops. I am sorry you feel that way. It's like...
And he really didn't know what to do.
He wanted to protect his little hot robot.
He was like, yeah, protect the robot, but then...
His living doll had to be protected.
But then the clothier was like, that's a lie. That didn't happen. And he was like, well, no, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Have you guys noticed that the bachelors are so easy? They are so easily manipulated, and they run and tattle immediately. It would be like... Like, if Padgett said something to you that I did, you'd run right to me and be like, Arden, Padgett said that you were, like, a White Lives Matter model. Not true.
I know. I don't get why they don't let it play out just a little. Like, if I hear gossip, I've never, like, told the person.
The guys have no game.
Yeah.
Also,
don't talk about that with the girl. It's not hot.
No.
Yeah.
And it never...
And it has to be hot.
If we have a moment alone, it better be hot.
I mean, that is true, though. You want to have, like, a real, right? Like, you want to have
talk about something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Doesn't it usually not, when one of the girls tattles on one of the other girls, it usually doesn't work out in her favor?
No one ever wins.
But
I
do
think, I think it's going to work for Hannah Ann. Because I think she's already got him under her finger, kind of.
I mean, Bachelor Australia, it worked for a long time with the Abby going, they're bullying me. And then it's, it depends how big the guy's boner is for the lady.
If he's so hot to trot,
he's like, I'll protect you.
Yeah.
It depends where you're in then in the rankings. He has to have already like grinded you at a wedding in the Westlake Village lobby or something.
Yeah. Ate you out at a cafe lobby.
Yeah.
I've been mad at times. Four Seasons loves that as a brand. Yeah. It's very on brand for Four
Seasons. We are the Four Seasons.
You're going to get a burlap bag with a New York Times on the handle in the morning, and you're going to see two young hairless like bodybuilders in love getting eaten out in a lobby.
Let's get that hairless pussy cat back in here.
That was so crazy.
That was insane, right?
Oh, God.
There were a lot of catchphrases.
Who did that joke? Who did the hairless pussy? I didn't like that.
What was it, Victoria, who was like, that's not the only part of me that's wet?
I
think she kept bringing it up, too.
Panicking. Like, you didn't get a laugh the first time. You just drop it. Like, remember that time I didn't get a laugh and I talked about being dry everywhere but not my old puss?
He didn't remember, and she's like, you don't remember what I said? It was really bad. Let me tell you again.
Remember? I came up, and I was like, don't worry. I don't got a dry puss.
And then she walked away, and she was like, he didn't remember me. I'm like, you're missing the headline. You're bad.
How about, do you guys think we talk? Last week when he was like, wait, who are you again? Do you think he couldn't remember who drove the car in for him to be like, I got a car for you in his pocket?
Also, where did the car come from? Where do these things come from?
How did you get out of the car?
I had the mask on.
Great. Sexy. Mm-hmm. You liked that.
I liked you in the mask.
Yes.
I wasn't ready to be outed for it. But yeah, no, that was really, really very
pity. No, it captured his imagination. It captured his imagination.
That's why I don't have game. I don't have game.
No, he would have like placed a mask on you on every date. Just like he'd be placing you on an elf on the shelf. It'd be like, oh, look, it's a masquerade ball we're going to. He liked the mask. Let's say you wanted to like ride a pony in. How do you make that happen?
You go to your producer and you say, I want to do this. And then if they can make it happen, they make it happen.
They pitch ideas to you, or is it all kind of on you to decide?
Like, if you need a suggestion, sometimes you're like, I want to do something special for them, but I don't really know. Maybe they would say, well, we could set up a champagne moment for you.
Yeah. Off a cliff?
Why don't we put you in a suitcase and roll you in?
Yes, my darling. How about a cow? You like a cow? Yeah.
Where was that thought, though? Because who thinks, like, I want a cow? Even the producers, like, I don't feel like that was something that they were pushing. Like, why didn't you bring a cow in? Like, that's so random.
Why did they bring the cow? I can't even remember what the, like, funny, like...
I think was that...
You can milk me later.
Really?
No. That way...
That
would have been better.
Like, remember when I did that?
I said the thing about my tits being udders and you were like,
because I've got 3-month-old twins at home.
Yeah.
And I'm lactating right here. Yeah, I've got a secret. I've got three kids at home and they're not being fed.
Mother's milk. But wasn't she from Fort Worth or Texas or something and a cattle rancher? And she's like, I got a cow. That's my thing.
Right. It was the one.
I'm a cow person.
It was the cow. Remember we were like asking who was the ranchologist or whatever it was at the. It was like a ranch thing when we were with Lance Bass.
A ranchologist.
Somebody that eats a lot of ranch. Right.
That's me in college. Okay, wait a minute.
And he doesn't remember. He's one of the first bachelor and bachelorettes that really doesn't remember. They really, you know, he's like, I'm sorry, which one are you?
Yeah.
I think he totally knew.
I'm sorry, babe. I was thinking about how I look with different haircuts.
Who do you think is going... Okay, who do you think is going to get banged in a windmill? Like, who are the three that are going to get at it? Who's going to win, and who's going to be the next bachelorette? We'll start with Bone Zone. We'll start with Fantasy Suite.
Who's he going to bone?
Who's he going to bone?
Is there just one?
Three. He gets three.
Oh.
Who's in the once, twice, three
Hannah
times
Ann.
A lady.
Hannah Ann,
definitely. The girl that already went to his parents'
wedding.
Madison. Yeah. But I think she's a virgin.
Well, tonight's the night.
Who is it?
and the girl from the lobby at the wedding.
Oh, you think lobby girl?
The lawyers?
Or what about What about Mom was an addict, but now she's sober? And I took care. I feel like we haven't seen much of
Which
Victoria
one's that?
P.
What if the
Victoria
mom was like,
P.
you gotta
Victoria
bring back
P.
the White Lives Matter like girl?
Bring her back. He was don't let her go.
You have to bring her back to
you
us.
You gotta bring back the White Lives Matter model.
bring her home to us, Peter.
Peter, we like the girl that brought the cow. Bring her home.
Bring her home to us, Peter.
They're never gonna let her live that clip down. They're like every
Peter,
week with that clip.
Bring her home to us.
It's so awful.
Peter.
Wait, here's the thing. Y'all haven't talked about this. I listened to the first two episodes on the drive up
talk
here.
To it.
Y'all have not talked about the huge gash on Peter's head. What is that? What is
hasn't
that about?
He
I didn't stand.
He goes to like New Zealand, and we know that he gets like so day during the day. He had a freak accident where he fell on a glass, day drinking.
Yeah.
Gotta be. Who falls
Who
on a glass?
Who hasn't been there?
And then he got like 27 stitches on his face.
And it happens in the show, right?
Yeah, we're going to see it.
I can't wait for that.
I'm surprised that none of the coming attractions show like ambulance. Oh
I
God,
know.
Nothing.
They're going to do that. They're going to start building
for that. Yeah. It must have been. Wells said, I don't know if it was on camera. Although, don't they always have cameras on you, or what?
Yeah. I don't know, because since he's the bachelor, maybe it was like, oh, we'll give you some alone time or something. I don't know.
It's so hard for
Will
him.
Will said that he was at like a golf course, and like it was like maybe out. Getting out of like, but Will.
Oh yeah, I thought he
was,
fell off a Will's, golf cart.
Will said it was like he hit his head on the golf cart, but the show said fell on a glass. I don't buy it. Something's not adding up. Padgett,
maybe
Criminal Minds, tell me.
I think someone hits him in the face with either a glass or a golf cart. They don't want to pay out damages, so they covered it up.
When does Hannah Ann come? No, Hannah Brown come back.
That's my question. Does Hannah Brown come back? Because I think we all, conspiracy
Please,
theorists.
I love it about
She's
you.
Coming back.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
She's coming back.
She's
obviously.
Either flying in on the day of the proposal, or she jumps him at Fantasy Suites.
Oh. It should,
and goes for five.
Yeah. They had
Hashtag go for five.
He's like, let's talk about, like, he was so, his chemicals were so jangled by her arrival. Do you think if he didn't have a contract, he would have been like, let's just call... Like, he wanted to go get at it in that weird theater so badly. He was covered in glitter walking with a boner, and he canceled hearing... he canceled hearing, like, erotica from, like, eight hot ladies. He's like, I can't do it. Like, he was so hot for her. It was... Steve.
Yes.
As a man, like, if some ex, like... Let's pretend Lane never exists. So, like, back in the day when you were in your 20s, some, like, gnarly ex is bad for you, shows up again, is like, Steve, Steve, I messed up. And she's like, let me just hug you. And then she sits on your face.
Right.
And covers you in glitter. Yeah.
Right.
You want to, like, get... That's how you guys met,
yeah,
right?
Sound familiar?
She's a flight attendant.
It worked
she's
out.
A
she's
worked
a
out.
Flight attendant. That's right.
Perfect.
Was
By
this
the
in
way,
the lobby of the Four Seasons?
Yeah. My question is, so this is your mom and these are my friends. How was Dave and Dave getting the front here? How do they score here?
That's, I thought the same thing. Yeah. But I didn't know they were fun at first. At first I was like, now I'm all in on Dave and Dave. We're friends. Like, they're a blast. Dave and Dave are cool.
They are
adorable. They're going to have great skin until 2030 with their visor.
What happens in 2030? It's
2030.
That's the expiration date on the visor?
Blows, no, for all of us.
We're all gone.
So have a good time. Fuck it, guys. Have a liquid death. So, like, he's so hot for her, and she is the one that fucks him up. Like,
right.
I guarantee you he tried to get out of it there.
No, I think you're right. I think he desperately wanted to have sex with her, and he couldn't because the show was happening. And
I think he wanted to date her. I think he wanted to run
about date her.
He flat out said, would you come back
I think he
to
loved
the house?
Her. He said, I was all in on you. I would have, if you had asked me instead of Tyler, like, he loved.
But I don't think she's all in on him.
No, she wants to be on TV until she's 45.
After that, he goes, is this me or is this like whatever? She's like,
This is like when I broke up with my college boyfriend and then I sent him a package on Valentine's Day. Like, remember?
Like,
it was all like mementos type shit. Like, what the fuck am I doing? It's like, get the fuck out of here. Let him move on.
Did you get back together for like,
no,
well,
what
we
was
shouldn't
your
have.
What was your what were you thinking? Were you
just
thinking?
That I wanted him to never get over me.
Yeah.
Did it's it like, work? That's did
what,
it work?
I don't know.
Did he react?
I don't remember.
But he did. He did.
I don't recall, okay? But what I'm saying is...
Your eyes look so good.
It feels like she is doing that thing of just, like, trying to make it so he can't enjoy himself. Like,
Anna, what do you think, honey? Anna Hosni, ladies and gentlemen. We love you, Anna. We love you so much. She makes all the flyers. I mean, this lady is a treasure.
What do I think about Peter and
Do you think
Hannah?
That he wanted to run away with her and, like, marry her and, like, get at it for and make babies with her? I do.
Yeah, I think in the moment, because she was literally, like, just rubbing up on him, I think he was feeling it. But I think he was, towards the end, when she wasn't outwardly being, like, it's you, like, yeah. It was you and I fucked up, like, I think he started to, like, come to his senses and be like, oh, she's not all in this. She's just here because
I agree.
I was the one that was left.
What do you think?
I also think he asked her to come on the show. If she really wanted a second chance, then she could have said, you know what? I'm going to, like, put my ego aside and do this again.
Yeah. Like Nick did. Like Nick Viall did.
Yeah. And also, but then she would have gotten more screen time, too. I mean, it could have been a win-win. She could have seen
but
if it worked out.
And the stars, but she
contractually, she couldn't.
Oh.
Contractually, she couldn't rejoin the house.
And now you don't know that's true at all.
She doesn't know that's true.
No, I do know that's true.
She doesn't know that's true. She does.
I do know that's true.
That's not true.
But she also never said no, but she never said yes.
She didn't know if she was going to be voted off Dancing with the Stars the next day. She was keeping an option open to go on, to go back to the Bachelor.
No, here's the thing. Somebody emailed us. I have my phone down doing military time, so I can't pull it up. Somebody emailed us who was a big fan of the show, and they said, and I don't, because I'm afraid of Katie, so I don't want to talk against Katie. They said that Katie's timeline is not accurate and that the danger stuff was later. That's what they said. I don't know.
Wait,
I'm
going to
let
them
fight it out.
Katie.
Katie, our producer.
What producer of the show, of our show.
Katie, from The Bachelor. Right.
Yeah, no.
Katie's the one who said.
Katie said that she'd gotten a bad review, but somebody emailed and was like, the timeline she's not right of when the bad review was.
I still think they don't know week to week if they're going to stay on Dancing with the Stars.
No, it's true.
So she was keeping her options open.
True story.
To go back to The Bachelor franchise if she was voted off. That's what I think she was doing because she wants to win and she wants to be on television.
Okay. Who's going to win? Anna. Who's going to win? Who's going to be the Bachelorette?
I think Madison might win and Hannah Ann might get Bachelorette.
Okay, Madison is the one who was like,
I completely agree with you.
Who's going to win? Who's going to win?
I think it's going to be Hannah Brown at the end.
Ah, I love it!
That's a hot take. Yeah.
Heard it here first, gang.
That thrilled me. I literally got goosebumps.
That's exciting.
Okay, and who do you think it's going to be Bachelorette?
I don't think it's going to be anyone from the season. I actually think, it's going to be Tayshia. I just have, like, this gut.
Yeah!
Wait, what?
What?
I love it.
I love it. I also don't know anything.
I love it.
I love it.
Okay. I like these.
Okay, Padgett, who do you think, who's going to win? Who's going to be Bachelorette?
Hannah Brown will win.
Oh, fuck!
I agree.
Pardon
Hannah
me.
Hannah Ann will be the Bachelorette.
Who, Hannah Ann?
Hannah Ann.
I don't think so. She's not likable enough. They pick wholesome.
I'm going with Happy Madison winning.
Who's that?
Is it Madison?
Yeah. Okay.
So she's going to win, and Hannah Ann's going to be the Bachelor.
Okay, Rob?
I said it the couple weeks ago that Hannah Brown was going to win. I think Hannah Brown.
Who's going to be the Bachelorette?
I think it's going to be... Alexa. I really like Alexa.
I love Alexa.
We don't know much about her, but I love her.
Oh, Alexa, okay. She's the waxer.
She's just like so...
Oh, right.
Oh, if cool. She was a bachelorette,
she's the caretaker.
That would be great.
She's the caretaker. Who's going to win?
Like,
who's going to be bachelorette?
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say I think that it'll get down to Madison and Kelly, and then Hannah Brown might come in. I kind of like this theory, but I think it'll get down to those two, and then I think if one of them was going to win, it would be Madison. But if Hannah Brown wins, Madison will be the Bachelor.
Which one is? Oh yeah. Okay, great. Who? She wants it. She must want it because she's commenting on it.
Something's happening.
Okay, MK.
I think as a gay man.
I knew it.
I kind of think Hannah Ann's gonna run away with it. I think she's already in the lead right now.
Yeah.
I do think there's, like, a lot. We're not hearing from a lot of the... Like, Sarah seems like she's kind of cool. Savannah seems like she's cool.
Victoria P.
I also think Lexi could have a really good showing and, like,
Lexi's
be really
She's
cool.
my dark horse.
Yeah.
Redheads never win, and I say that as a real-life redhead. They never win. Yeah.
They all don't right. have more fun. But okay. I think Hannah Ann's going to be, I think she's going to win, and I think maybe they'll start over with a different bachelorette or something.
All right.
Or
I think the winner is going to be Victoria P.
Ooh.
What?
She's the one we don't know her yet. I feel like they're saving her like okay. they saved Lauren from Ari's season because they were hiding all their chemistry. Even though she didn't win, I feel like they save it. They're like, they don't want to give it away too early. Mm. I think Hannah Ann's going to go to Paradise and take over all of sponsored content on Instagram. And then I think the next Bachelorette is going to be Madison.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, can we Arden, real quick, yeah. can we at some point do like an onstage, like Hollywood, a show of the unread sex monologues
that yes! the girls...
Oh, that'd be so great.
Right. Yes.
Dramatic interpretation.
Yes. Right? Oh my God, yes.
And do it like...
We should have them send them to us and then we read them again. Yeah.
We could just make up what they were. Yeah.
With wigs and costumes.
Before we move on to the gaming portion, do you... I wanted to say... You were right with Clay, right? Where Annalise yeah. was
yes,
right.
she was right.
She tried to warn. You were friends with Angela, and you knew that Clay had been with that he had done the exact same thing where he was all in, and then he just broke her heart, and then he came, and you tried to warn. What's her name?
Nicole.
And she was having none of it, and everybody was like, oh, Annalise, but you were right. Can I just say publicly that you were right?
Mm. You were right. Yeah.
Do you guys agree?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
It was frustrating. Like, the thing is, if he went off and dated in the real world after you break up, that's fine. But, like, to do it on national television, that was the part that I was like, really? Like, you just were talking about moving in together, and now you're, like, flaunting that you're like, I'm going to go and get some publicity from this. I don't know. I don't feel like he was genuinely in it.
And then, literally, he did the exact same thing. It was like everything you said.
And
he
somebody,
did it again.
Somebody said this to me recently. They were like, do you feel like you're... My feelings with Clay were similar to kind of Hannah and Peter. Like, he's not ready.
Yeah.
He's still...
No, he's clearly not ready.
He's not ready for a
relationship.
And
they know that. They know that. I loved when Natasha was like, what are we doing, bro?
Oh, she was great.
I really like her.
She's great. She's great. She'll go to Paradise. You guys, okay, we have 19 more minutes. Do we want to watch the... Young Peter in a Sylvan Learning Center commercial?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, what? My God.
So here's the thing that's confusing about Peter.
Yes.
Do you guys want to know how Peter learned how to read?
Slaughter.
Let's check this out. And then we'll get to game time. Okay.
Wait, I did a Mandrich sandwich commercial when I was little. I should have sent that to you.
Oh my God.
I love a Mandrich sandwich.
Who doesn't love a Mandrich?
A Slappy Joe. All right, let's see. Here we go. Anna, you're doing great. Look at that tech work. Look at that tech. It's like it's 2020 already, and I just turned 30, and I'm doing great. And champagne just splashed everywhere. Here we go. Is the volume up?
Yeah. Mark, what did I tell you about skateboarding in the house? Report card.
This moment brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center.
Oh my God!
And then he places her on a shelf.
I was gonna say. Sylvan Advantage. She should be the winner.
She won.
She comes in at the last minute. Goes, remember me on a skateboard?
No, get up on the
Arden, she rides it on a skateboard, and she's like, remember me?
And she's who his mom is talking about. Bring her home.
Bring her home.
Bring her home. Remember from that commercial shoot, Peter? Bring her home.
Bring her home. Bring her home.
It's still going, by the way.
So you can get. He's the happiest little boy.
He's so cute.
Handsome.
Come on. All right, MK, go pick two people to come perform.
Oh, I get to pick two people. Who wants to perform? Who wants to come on the stage?
Go grab two people,
MK. Let's get a few people. You seem enthusiastic. Let's go with you. Do you want to come also?
Okay,
you're just close.
We have two more coming up. Don't worry.
We'll go with you and right over here.
Okay.
And we got two more. We'll do
okay, we'll
more.
Start with these two.
So y'all are going to come up on the stage and go right.
Okay, and then will you turn the mic on for her? Hi, there's your microphone. Come on in. Hi.
Hi.
I'm going to give you a hi. What's your name?
Karen.
What a beauty. And talking to this so that people at home can hear you. Hi.
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 I'm Erica.
Hi, Hi, Erica. Thank you guys so much for coming and playing. We're going to be doing two games. I literally am such a psycho that I've spent like the last, I can't see. Okay. Here's how it's going to work, okay? This one is a multiple choice game. We played it last year with Seth Vatt. We had our two top tweeters came in, and Cheyenne Chuck Constant. So it's a multiple choice game. So if you, this is anybody can win. This is, you're not teams. If you know the answer, say your name really fast. Go Rob or whoever says it first, and we'll call on you. If you get it wrong, you get deducted a point. If you get it, then that way somebody else can come in because it's a game of elimination. There'll be three tries per question if somebody doesn't get it. Okay, ready? So you have everybody's name written down?
I do.
Great.
Remind me your name.
Aaron. Okay. Do we have the timer music, Anna? Let's make it really panic-induced. Okay, you guys ready? This is what I do with my time. Music. Oh, no, not yet. What? Should we do it now? Let's start it. Let's just... Okay, we'll start it now to make it scary. Okay, what was Tayshia's job title when she went on The Bachelorette? A, real estate agent. B, phlebotomist. C, sales account manager. D, content creator. E, pharmaceutical rep.
Annalise. She was B, the phlebotomist.
That is correct.
She was? Yes.
She's a phlebotomist. She draws blood.
I knew something.
She draws blood. Did you guys know that? Okay, great. Okay. You're probably going to do well on this.
I don't
know. Because you lived through this. Okay.
I don't mind if I do.
You guys ready? Number two. Who did Ari dry hump on top of the Eiffel Tower? A, Crystal. She's going to be the one to beat. A, Crystal. B, Young Becca. C, Lauren. D, Tia. E, Kendall.
Young Becca.
You have to say your name. Okay.
I'm Padgett.
Okay.
Do I say it in a question?
Yeah, Padgett. It's Padgett.
I'm Padgett.
And then you say, yeah. And
I think it was Young Becca.
That's wrong. She loses a point.
Oh, fuck.
Aunt Crystal.
Say your name.
Aaron. Crystal.
That is incorrect.
Erica.
Lauren.
Yeah. Lauren.
Lauren.
No, I'm Erica.
Erica.
Lauren.
That is incorrect. He tried.
Lauren.
He,
Lauren.
He, Lauren.
Tia.
Incorrect. Everybody's losing.
What the fuck?
Kendall.
It
did you
Kendall.
Reread the name?
He sent home Crystal and he dry humped Kendall in the Eiffel Tower.
I meant to say Kendall.
It's hard because there was
these
also
are Lauren. Hard.
These are hard.
I know. I heard Lauren from over here. And
Lauren, Lauren.
Okay.
So we got four people at minus one.
This one?
That's a good start.
This one only has four possible questions.
Okay.
Four possible answers. So scream your name
Wait,
when
you
know
you
it.
Zero out?
Number three, where did Jared and Ashley I first meet? A, Nick Viall's birthday party. B, at a bachelor meet and greet. C, bachelor in Paris. D, when Ashley came to advise his bachelorette children.
Rob.
Yes.
Bachelor in Paradise?
Yes!
Yeah!
What are the scores right now?
Yeah.
This is fun, isn't it?
We have Annalise at one, Rob at one, Padgett at negative one, Lauren at negative one, Erica at negative one, and Aaron at negative one.
Great. They all have five. I can feel it.
Steve is at zero.
Hello, I have zero. I'm in third.
You're in third place, and you haven't done anything.
This one is not a multiple choice question. Ooh. What was Becca Bachelor X? Tagline. Ah!
Fuck.
Oh, we could have got it there!
Yeah. It was do the damn thing.
Not quite.
Padgett, let's do the damn thing!
Padgett!
Okay, I'm at zero!
Okay, great. Okay.
Let's do the You're tied with Heitner.
Yeah!
No!
I'm sorry I told you to shut up. Here's some cat socks. Here's some cat socks.
Thank you.
I appreciate your enthusiasm, and I love you, and I see you. Please read.
I love that you're using the gifts now just as an apology.
Yeah.
I acknowledge your feelings.
I just
and...
excited. I don't want to squash. I just screamed, shut up! Do you accept my apology? Do you accept my cat socks? I love it!
Arden.
I like your necklace.
I haven't apologized, and I think I told her to fuck off or something.
Next time you say, I acknowledge that you spoke out loud.
Okay. What was Garrett's job title on Becca's season? There's five choices. A, baseball player. B, agricultural specialist. C, racist.
Steve Heitner, racist.
No, not official. That was his name. D, medical sales rep. E, IT.
Lauren.
Erica. Lauren.
Medical sales rep.
Yes!
He looks like one! Just makes sense.
Okay. Okay. Which one of these sentences did Chad not say?
Ooh. Ooh. Ever?
A tale of what could have been.
I don't want to have to physically hurt you, but I also don't want to pay my taxes. I just do what I gotta do, bro.
That's a good line.
B. Fuck you, Chris Harrison. C. To a beautiful girl, a beautiful life. Fuck you guys. I'm gonna make her my wife. D, she's going to keep Alex around because she doesn't want America to think she hates short people.
Rob.
E, oh, sorry. E, no girl on planet Earth ever chooses Evan for anything other than to come, like, sweep their front yard.
Erica.
Rob.
Erica.
C.
That is incorrect. She did not say beautiful girl, beautiful wife, fuck you guys, I'm going to make a way. I believe that was at Sports Center.
Okay. Steve Heitner, E.
That's incorrect. He did say planet Earth, Evan.
Aaron D.
That is incorrect.
There we got one over.
Okay, I tricked you guys.
Wait. She was going to...
Well, she tricked us, so I'm not saying anything.
Is it all of the above?
What's your answer?
I think I was going with Rob's answer, so I don't want
to
front.
He did not say, I don't want to have to physically hurt you, but I also don't want to pay my taxes. That was... from my brain.
I love that! Yeah. Arden, did you hear me? I said, that's a good line right after that. That was great.
Thank you so much.
Should I do plus one for Arden?
Yeah.
She's running the show. Wait, who didn't get it right on that one? You didn't get it right? Did you not get it right?
I didn't vote.
You got it wrong, Steve.
Okay. How are you guys doing? We're up to number 7. Are you guys enjoying this? This is what I have done with my 2020 so far. Who said this quote? Lace is the one I'm keeping my eye on. 50 Shades of Crazy. There's 4 possible answers. A, JoJo. Where's the music? Great. A, you can just go da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. A, you guys can do it from the audience. A, JoJo. B, Kayla. C, Lauren B. Or D, one of the twins, who said, Lace is the one I'm keeping my eye on, 50 Shades of Crazy. Let's take a guess.
Paget, one of the twins.
Incorrect.
Aaron B.
That is correct. Kayla.
Yeah.
Really good work. Really good work. You're doing great.
You do.
Back at zero.
Are you guys enjoying this, or do you want me to go to the next game? Want to keep going? Okay, great. In which location, did Becca break up with Blake? A, Maldives. B, Thailand. C, Argentina. D, Uruguay. I guess we shouldn't deduct points because nobody wants to play. All right, this point,
Rob,
nobody deducts.
Rob, I'm just going to say Maldives.
That's correct.
Oh, nice, nice.
You didn't even need the rules to change.
Very brave.
Back up at one, Rob. Really crushing it.
Okay, this is not a multiple choice answer. Who panicked in front of Richard Marx? Who panicked in front of Richard? You know
it was,
this.
It was the mad Chris guy.
Yes.
The one that's married to Crystal.
Yes. The goose panicked.
Goose.
Oh.
Wow. Well done.
Very nice. Very nice.
That should get more than 1 point.
Thank you.
Okay. That's a fiver.
11. Okay. What was wrong with Rachel's pig, Brian? A, cheek implants.
Rachel's
B,
pig, Brian.
What's wrong? So Ryan, Rachel married Brian. What's wrong with him? A, cheek implants. B, he's married to his mom.
Oh.
C, his nickname is Dr. Ab. D, all of the above.
Erica.
Erica.
He's married to his mom.
No.
Annalise.
All of the above.
That's correct. It's all of the above.
He technically, you were right.
Cheek implants.
He has cheek implants.
He does.
Yeah. I know.
I'm going to need to see some photos.
Wait, who are we talking about?
We're talking about Brian. Brian, that when she was like, Peter wouldn't put the ring on. She's like, I'm living my best life with the man who's got cheek implants and married to his mom.
That's right.
Was that a subjective, the worst thing about him, or was that said on the show?
That he has cheek implants?
Yeah.
We just are garbage people. And we were like, but there was photos. They dug up like old ones where he was on like some dating show and he didn't have cheek implants.
Was it better after?
No, because he had cheek. He's a man with cheek.
I know, but you know, maybe there was something wrong.
No, he was fine. Okay.
Well, they can look pretty nice.
They look great. All right, I'm going to cut ahead. Which Bachelorette's brothers kissed her on the mouth during hometown visit? Hold, please. All right, here we go. Thinking about coming back. Okay, yeah, that's not a multiple choice. Who kissed her on the mouth? Whose brothers kissed her on the mouth? You know,
Aaron, JoJo.
That's right. They wore cowl neck sweaters. They were aggro to Ben Higgins, and they mouth kissed their sister.
Do you want to know the scores? Should we do a check in?
Yeah, great.
We got Annalise is at 2, Rob is at 1, Paget still at -1, Steve at -1, Lauren at -1, Erica -1, Aaron's at 2. So it's Annalise and Aaron, and Rob's in third place.
In the interest of time, I'm just going to do one more before we go to the next game.
Do a sudden death between these
sudden
two.
Death. Sudden, these two.
Sudden, sudden death.
These two.
Sudden death. Sudden death. Sudden death. Which one of these is not one of Super Tool Jed Wyatt's original songs? A, Better Bulldog Food Jingle. Oh, shit. I don't know which one is the right answer.
I don't either.
I do know what it is. A, Better Bulldog Food. B, Misery. C, Regret. D, Vacation. E, Let Me Dream. Which one is not one of his songs?
Aaron, D, Vacation.
That's incorrect.
Oh.
Annalise, is it Misery?
Incorrect. That is one of his songs. He has 3 songs on Spotify, one of which is Misery.
And one is called Vacation.
Wait, what was the...
Regret is the one. Oh. Regret. We need one more. Okay, one more. Sudden death. One more. Okay, let's see.
Sudden death.
Here we go.
But not
Who
so sudden.
Who talked the longest? So this is going to be a real roundabout question. Who was the last guy on JoJo's season to get a first kiss from her? Who took the longest to finally kiss her? Okay. A, Wells. B, Robbie. C, Chad, or D, Christian?
Annalise.
Yeah.
Wells.
Oh! Annalise is our winner! No. Well, you know what? Annalise, you get a prize, and the ladies both get prizes. Stephen, will you hold my mic?
Yes, I will.
Okay, great. Okay, do you want a mirror to feel pretty? Oh. or do you want...
Valentine's Day is coming up.
I love it.
Or do you want a cat sleep mask?
Oh, the cat sleep mask.
Yay! Do you want a mirror to feel pretty?
I'm going to go with the glasses.
Oh, my God, great.
Yeah.
Okay, we want you to know what fucking treasure it
is. Yeah.
You are, and you need to know it. And she goes, that crazy adult lady, you just turned 30, and I made a mirror.
Taking a good look in the mirror.
All right, we have one more quickie game. Two more. It's like going to be a 3-minute or find 2 more audience members.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Aaron and Erica. Beautiful job.
Do you want to pick the audience members? Do you want to tag
them? Yeah, y'all pick the audience
members.
Be careful.
Pick an audience member. That has to be not your friend.
Yay. Right.
Okay. Are you guys having fun? There's 3 minutes left. I run a tight ship. I'm not going to go over. Come on up, queen. There's only one prize left. I need to let you know there's only one prize left.
Hi, Kat. Welcome.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, Sarah. Okay, here's how it's going to work. You pick. We do this sometimes at our shows. It's like pyramid. So you'll pick, let's say it's Fantasy Suites. You pull the thing out. You'll pick your partner. There'll be like a 60-second time clock, and you'll do both.
You'll give once, and then they'll give to you. But it's equivalent to, say, it's fantasy suites. You're like, oh, it's the second to last episode. They go get at it in a windmill. It's? You got it? Who do you want to play with? Who's going to give you your clues? Who's going to get the clues from you? Who do you want to play with?
I'll play with Lauren.
Okay. Yay! Kat, who would you like to play with?
Rob.
Oh! Yes! All right. Why don't you guys switch seats?
Okay. What are we going to say?
Oh, okay, standing. Who wants to go first?
No mics?
You can sit on my seat.
No, there'll be mics.
Okay.
All right. Do we have the timer ready?
So, if I give it to her, and then if she gets it right, do I do the next one?
Yes, and you can say pass. If you say pass, you're going to get a negative. But go for it. Say pass. Keep it coming.
I need some Xanax.
We all do. Okay. There's going to be 60 seconds on the clock. Will you keep score?
Oh, yeah.
I need some
Xanax. So you're going to hold it. Oh, you're right.
See?
I'll hold it back.
Okay.
So who's giving the clues?
You picked Rob.
No, Rob is.
No, I'm giving the clues.
And I'm guessing.
His name is Rob Benedict.
Later on, you'll get to him.
Ready?
Yeah, okay.
Ready?
All right, wait. Anna, are you ready? Are you guys ready?
So.
All right.
And then I just keep picking until you tell me time's run out. Right,
Rob, yeah. It's just a game.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, I want to know what. Here's what's. Wait. This is what's. I've got string cheese falling out and plastic forks. This is what you're fighting for.
Oh my God.
A plastic bathroom organized hanger.
That's very handy.
Very. Okay.
Everyone could use that.
I have right, seven at home.
Okay. All right, ready?
Okay. All right, ready? I'm back. Get that. Go.
This is when they visit their families.
Hometowns.
Great. Good
job.
Yeah,
nice.
I'm rooting for you.
This is, oh my gosh, the guy that all the ladies loved and his dad ate like beans and sat in the.
He just broke his leg.
And anyway, he has facial hair right now. And so this.
Yeah. Dean.
So this is Dean's...
Dean's dad.
Dean's facial hair.
Oh, Dean's mustache.
That was mine.
Nice.
This is what just happened where the girl set out a bottle of something and it got...
Champagne gate.
Yeah.
Yeah,
good
nice.
Job. Really great work, Kat. Rob, you're giving great clues.
This is... Oh, my God. Okay, this is when they pull up in the big cars... And they make their they show you who they are coming out of the cars at the beginning of the show.
You got this.
Beginning of the show.
Oh, the Arrivals.
Right. It's what's the car called? The kind of car they're
limo.
In. Right. And so okay. it's the limo.
Arrival.
Shit.
So close.
Really
so close.
Good work.
It was limo entrance.
Okay.
Oh, that's I thought she had it.
She could have it. She could have
I thought
it.
She had it.
All right. Four? We'll have you. No. Okay, Sindel.
Okay.
Good so work.
Well done.
Okay. Round of applause for Kat.
Yay. Okay.
We're counting that last one. That was four.
Right.
You got to beat four.
Lauren, you're going to give first, and then you can get another chance where you're going to give to Rob.
Fantastic.
You get another chance.
I love it.
Oh, okay. Good.
Okay, Lauren, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Do you want this bag? Do you need to get organized?
My heart is pounding.
Your house?
Okay. Hello.
Good luck. Best of luck.
Okay, ready?
Anna, are you ready?
Okay.
And action.
Okay.
You can say pass if you need to. You got it.
It's where the mustache man lives that we just spoke about.
Currently.
He's dating the girl from the show, and they live in not a truck.
Watch the show.
Yes, I watch the show.
Dean.
Yeah, he lives in a...
A van.
Yeah. You're doing great. We have the same glasses, and I love it.
Okay. Ooh, I don't like that pass. Okay. This is the guy with three names who Tayshia was
John
dating.
Paul Jones.
Yeah.
Great. Good work.
Yeah.
Great.
John Paul Jones.
This is the robot.
Hannah Ann.
Yeah, great. Great work, ladies.
Okay. This is what happens when he takes a number of people out and they're going
group
to...
Group date.
But he's going to get rid of one of them.
Two on one.
Yeah.
Great work.
You guys did great teamwork.
Okay. Oh, I got the same one again.
Don't do it. That doesn't count.
Okay. This is what the ring person says when he comes at the end.
He's the final rose?
No, but who is that guy?
Chris Harrison.
No.
Time. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That was great, though.
Great work.
Neil Lane.
Yeah. We'll save it for the next one.
All right.
Four and four.
Do you guys think you have what it takes to win this shower caddy? I think I do.
Rob, she needs this. Rob, she needs this.
I know.
Dave
so nervous.
Dave are invested.
So nervous.
Went to Daiso. That was good.
Okay, you ready? You want me to hold it? I'll hold it for you, honey.
Yeah.
You tell me when you're ready. Okay, Anna, are you ready? Audience, are you fucking ready?
great, great. I've got three more shows today. Great. Here we go. And action.
This is the ring guy.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Neil Lane.
But he says this when he goes and he greets the bachelor.
People.
He greets them.
Are you ready to get married?
No, he says.
Congratulations.
It's not a hello.
It's greetings.
It's close enough. It's close enough. Hi, I'm Neil Lane.
Hi, I'm Neil Lane.
Close enough.
I never knew that.
That's a Debbie Ryan quote.
This is what a lot of the bachelors and bachelorettes will say, or the girls, they'll say that.
You're my person.
When they're in there, they'll be like,
you complete me. You're my heart. Be my heart.
It's
my.
Very difficult. Can I say that?
Yeah, sure.
It's very difficult. It's like unfathomable that they're there and that it is so.
Oh, you're doing great.
I am so honored.
Pass! What was it?
This is so much harder than it would be.
That's really long.
This is what all the sneaky snakes say when they go in, when the bachelor is talking to the girl.
Yes.
And they say.
The bachelor's talking to the girl.
And the girl says.
Give it to him.
Bachelor's talking to the girl.
And
the girl says,
can I steal you for a minute?
Can I steal you for a minute?
They don't get that. All right, great.
I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry.
That was good.
Great.
Those were hard.
What are the scores?
It's hard.
So we're at, that round, so they both got four the first round, and they just got one on that
one.
Okay.
So. Okay.
Okay, this guy is yours to win.
We just need two. We
just
need two.
To win.
You need two. Get your hand in the envelope.
Okay, are you ready?
I am ready.
What did you do Let's with do yourself?
Will
Where
you
from?
Accept this envelope?
I'm from here.
Great. You're doing great.
Thanks.
The
You're
stakes
adorable.
Are so high right
okay,
now.
Okay, are you ready?
This.
Yeah.
Okay, the stakes are so high. On your mark, get set, party.
Okay, when a bunch of girls... I'll go on a...
Group date.
Yes.
Great. Great.
Ooh, one more.
It's yours to win. Let's keep playing to see how many you get.
I don't know what this
you
is.
You can pass.
Pass.
Okay,
pass.
Now you gotta get two.
That was mine, and it was bad.
Oh, my God.
I saw it.
Okay, the ring guy.
Neil Lane.
All right.
Well?
Oh, okay. The exits are this
way. Oh, flight attendant.
Yep.
Wow!
I used to be a flight attendant.
You did?
Nice.
Hooters Air.
What?
Okay, someone who is bad on the show.
Evil, villain.
Yep.
Okay.
Great. Yep, you said it.
God, you guys are really connected.
We're here.
You guys have a real connection. You should leave your husband.
I only fly Hooters Air.
Yeah. Someone who has not yet had sex.
Virgin.
Yes.
Oh. Why are you talking about me?
Someone who has sex.
Mile High Club.
Yep.
Yeah. God, they killed it.
Was that
they
it? You did it.
Yay!
You did it.
Yay!
Great job. You won.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Thank you.
Sarah, right?
You could
it was
do
Sarah?
So yes. much with
Sarah.
That.
Sarah Lee, like the snack cake.
Sarah Got Lee.
She can't leave empty handed.
That was great. That was so fun.
Thank you so much. You did great.
All right. That is our time. We love you guys.
You guys are great.
Thank you so much for coming out. Will you please sing along with the theme song? If you know, please thank you to the Gateway Theater for having us. Thank you to San Francisco for Sketchfest for having us. M.K. Paulson, Lauren Lopkis, Rob Benedict, Steve Heitner, Patrick Brewster, Annalise Puccini, Anna Hosnier. We've got Zach who came up, and you guys. You guys, we wouldn't be
thank
here
you.
For you guys.
Thank you.
Sing it if you know the song. Here we go. It's happening. Theme song.
Oh.
Will you accept this rose into your world?
White lives matter.
Will you accept this rose into your world?
Thank you so much,
Terry!
Good night! Will you accept Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.